Life is a journey, and we sometimes encounter people who hold us back. What if someone in your life disrupts your inner peace? The difficult truth is that sometimes it is best to cut ties with someone, even if you care deeply about them. This is never a simple decision. We often feel obligated to maintain relationships, especially with family members. However, certain red flags can indicate that a relationship is becoming toxic and has to be changed. In this video, we'll look at 13 signs that it's time to consider breaking ties with someone in order to live a more virtue-filled and peaceful life. Stoicism encourages us to concentrate on what we can control, our ideas, perceptions, and actions, while detaching from what we cannot control, the outside world and the behavior of others. Using Stoic ideas, we can achieve the clarity and strength required to negotiate difficult relationships. But before we begin this adventure, click the subscribe button and join our community of like-minded people seeking wisdom and better lives. Now, let's go into those signs. Number one, they consistently drain your energy. Ever felt very exhausted after finishing a conversation with another person? After interacting with most people, you could feel a bit drained, but with some, it might be really bad. If you're ever feeling emotionally and psychologically drained, these are the people to avoid. Epictetus, a major character in Stoic thought, stresses the significance of protecting our inner fire, or spirit. Think of this will as a spark. Similar to how a gentle wind tends to a flame, healthy relationships help keep it burning bright. But toxic relationships are like intense winds that might blow out the fire completely. How does this idea apply to real life? Anger, irritation, and anxiety are just some of the bad emotions that toxic encounters can bring on. Experiencing these feelings depletes our emotional and mental resources. Coming face to face with negativity can be exhausting, much like fighting a steady headwind. Fatigue of the mind. Negative people can bring a lot of drama, negativity, and chaos into your life. Lots of mental stamina is needed to deal with these problems. Envision yourself perpetually balancing on one's tiptoes, solving complex problems, or strategizing. If you're not careful, this mental strain can make you feel tired. Virtue, erosion. The Stoics advocated for a life of virtue, which they defined as being honest, brave, and rational. The maintenance of these values can be hindered by toxic encounters. To illustrate how someone's persistent criticism can lead you astray from Stoic rationality, consider the temptation to react with rage. There is a toll that this inner conflict can take. Understanding the drain that toxic people put on our energies allows us to make well-informed choices. Refraining from letting toxic individuals drain your emotional reserves is like leaving a window open during a blizzard. Useless. If we cut links with these negative influences, we'll have more stamina for the things that matter. Spending time with inspiring people, doing what makes us happy, and being good. Number two, they disregard your boundaries. We build invisible boundaries in our relationships. They lay down what is and is not acceptable behavior. Making polite, healthy connections requires them. It's a serious warning sign when someone routinely ignores your limits. Roman emperor and Stoic thinker Marcus Aurelius stresses the need of acting morally and with integrity. This entails defining and respecting boundaries. A notion known as the dichotomy of control was held by the Stoics. This entails making the distinction between what we can influence, our own ideas, deeds, and responses, and what we cannot, the outside environment and other people's conduct. How this relates to boundaries is as follows. Honoring your decisions. Honoring your decisions and wants is the essence of setting boundaries. This might be anything from establishing boundaries on communication at work to outlining precise privacy requirements. Someone who ignores your limits is effectively stating that your wants and preferences are unimportant. Setting limits. Setting limits helps us to safeguard our mental and emotional health. Consider your boundaries as a barrier that guards your inner tranquility. Someone who oversteps all the time is eroding that wall and causing tension and anxiety. The power of no. Courage is a fundamental virtue that the Stoics held to be essential to acting morally. Often, it takes guts to set and enforce limits, especially when working with someone who might not like to hear no. But leading an honorable life requires the guts to defend oneself. We can develop our ability to enforce our boundaries successfully by adhering to Stoic ideas. We can express our expectations clearly and politely, yet aggressively correct someone when they go too far. It is not about being conceited or egotistical. It is about taking charge of our own health and fostering positive civil connections. Recall that you should be in partnerships where people respect and appreciate your boundaries. Number 3, they are emotionally abusive. A quiet weapon, emotional assault can erode your sense of reality and self-worth. Subtle criticisms to overt threats and manipulation are just a few ways it might show up. It's a big red flag if someone in your life regularly denigrates you, controls you out of fear or guilt, or attempts to gaslight you into seeing things differently. Renowned Stoic philosopher Seneca cautioned against the perils of unpleasant feelings. He thought that these feelings, angry, afraid, and depressed, could skew our judgment and make it hard to think clearly. These unpleasant feelings are frequently employed as devices for manipulation and control in the setting of emotional abuse. Here's how Stoicism could support you in negotiating an emotionally violent relationship. Protecting your mental health. Your mental health might suffer greatly from emotional abuse. Anxiety, despair, and a sense of helplessness might result from the continual assault of bad news. The Stoics stressed the need of preserving mental health since they thought that it was necessary to lead a moral life. You give your mental health first priority and make place for inner calm when you leave an abusive situation. Preserving reason. Seneca thought that acting logically and unaffected by feelings is what constitutes real freedom. Many times, emotional abusers take advantage of your feelings to take over. You can stay sane and make judgments about the relationship with clarity if you can identify the deceptive strategies and separate from the emotional roller coaster. The need of resilience in the face of hardship is taught to us by Stoicism. Adversity of any sort, emotional abuse calls for resilience to get away. You can build the inner strength to separate from negativity and handle this difficult circumstance by applying Stoic ideas. Recall that Stoicism opposes suppressing feelings. It has to do with realizing that you feel things, but not letting them dictate how you behave. It takes awareness of the toxicity in an emotionally abusive relationship to take action to defend yourself. Following Stoic ideas can help you become aware of the warning indicators of emotional abuse and take control of your health. Relationships that support inner tranquility and emotional development are what you deserve. Walk away from a situation that is hurting you without fear. Number 4. They are physically abusive. Your most basic right to safety is flagrantly violated when physical violence is used. Unquestionably, you should get treatment and quit the relationship right once if someone you know has ever hit, shoved, or physically abused you. Fundamentally, Stoicism stresses virtue-filled living and self-preservation. No writing by a Stoic supports violence in any way. Our highest priorities in this case are your safety and well-being, which the philosophy instructs us to find the fortitude to act in accordance with. This is why discussion is unnecessary. Unconditional safety. The first priority is your physical safety. There is no logical explanation for putting up with violence. The Stoics promoted leading a life of reason and reasoning. Your partnerships should make you feel safe. The value of self-respect. Self-respect is a fundamental virtue in the virtuous living that Stoicism stresses. Physical abuse of any kind is a betrayal of your own value. You show yourself respect and give your health first priority by leaving the situation. Get help. It takes guts to end an abusive relationship. The Stoics held that one should rise to difficulties with fortitude and resiliency. This does not entail, however, going up against them by alone. Consult reliable friends, relatives, or a domestic violence-focused professional organization. You are not alone in navigating this. There are tools at your disposal. As always, the greatest virtue is your safety. Decide to defend yourself without delay. Ending a relationship that is physically hurting you is not a disgrace. Number 5. They are dishonest and untrustworthy. Any healthy relationship is built on trust. It's the unseen thread that keeps us connected and promotes emotional closeness and safety. But what transpires when dishonesty undermines that trust? The basis of your relationship is destroyed if someone you love lies to you, cheats on you, or breaches promises all the time. Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius wrote a great deal about the value of leading a moral life. He stressed the need of integrity, honesty, and word-keeping. These are the foundation of trust, and surrounded by others who share our ideals, creates a happy and encouraging atmosphere. In a dishonest relationship, Stoicism can help you navigate as follows. The value of integrity. The Stoics held that living with integrity meant that your deeds matched your beliefs. A basic Stoic principle is honesty. Someone you trust being dishonest causes a contradiction between their words and deeds. The inconsistency can be quite disturbing. Maintaining your emotional health. Repeated lying creates distrust, fear, and a feeling of betrayal. Your emotional and mental health can suffer greatly from these feelings. The Stoics stressed the need of emotional health, and one approach to give your mental health first priority is to end a dishonest relationship. Setting trust boundaries. Trust is no different from any other relationship in that boundaries are crucial. The Stoics held that reason should guide behavior. You explain your expectations and shield yourself from more emotional pain when you establish clear limits on acceptable behavior, including honesty. Seeking out real friends. Stoicism stresses the value of encircling oneself with supportive people. Honesty and reliability are two qualities that true friends are one and the same. You make room for sincere connections based on integrity and trust when you break up with dishonest people. Recall that you should be in partnerships where mutual trust and honesty are expected. Nothing less will do. Leaning on Stoic ideas can help you to overcome these difficult circumstances and create a network of reliable friends who encourage your pursuit of a moral life. Number 6. They are always the victim. Do you have any acquaintances that appear to always be playing the role of the victim? They never take responsibility for their acts, continually point the finger at others for their difficulties, and are always confronted with disaster. Both emotionally manipulative and completely depleting, this interaction can be a nightmare. To take responsibility for one's own life, was a central Stoic philosophy. In his work, Epictetus, a major Stoic philosopher, reminds us that many of the things that we consider to be unfortunate, such as the loss of a job, illness, or unforeseen events, are, in reality, beyond our ability to control. What we are able to control, however, is how we respond to the situations that we face. To help you negotiate a relationship with someone who is always playing the victim, Stoicism can be helpful in the following ways. Stoics held the belief that there is a dichotomy of control, which they referred to as the dichotomy of control. When we do this, we are able to differentiate between the things that we have control over, such as our own ideas, actions, and reactions, and the things that we do not have control over, such as the external environment and the acts of other people. When someone consistently plays the victim, they tend to focus on things that are beyond their control, which can lead to feelings of negativity and powerlessness. It is possible to change your focus to the things that you have control over, such as your own reaction to their predicament, if you adopt a Stoic attitude. Even when confronted with challenging circumstances, we have the ability to act in a manner that best suits our needs. Stoics held the belief that our responses are ultimately determined by ourselves. A person who plays the victim allows their behavior and feelings to be determined by the circumstances they are in. Instead of allowing yourself to be brought down by the negativity of others, you can choose to respond with empathy and reason if you adopt Stoicism. Resilience training. Life is full of obstacles to overcome. Resilience, or the capacity to recover quickly from misfortune, was a concept that was central to the Stoic philosophy. It can be detrimental to your own resilience to be in the company of someone who consistently plays the victim. Once you remove yourself from this dynamic, you make room for yourself to concentrate on cultivating your own inner strength and the capacity to navigate the challenges that life presents. Protecting your well-being requires that you establish healthy boundaries. Boundaries are crucial. Playing the victim on a consistent basis can be emotionally tiring for somebody. You are able to safeguard your own emotional energy by establishing boundaries, such as restricting the amount of time you spend with that someone or refusing to participate in negative feedback loops. In spite of the fact that you cannot control the actions of another person, you can control how you react to situations. You will be able to learn how to detach yourself from negative thoughts, grow resilience, and concentrate on creating your own strength and well-being if you practice Stoic ideas. Number 7. They are drama magnets. Do you know someone that seems to draw chaos in the same way that a lightning rod draws a storm? Their lives are a tornado of negativity and turmoil, always enmeshed in some new drama. Even if you may feel compelled to step in and fix problems, this can lead to more stress and frustration for you. Here's where Stoicism can provide insightful advice on overcoming these drama magnets and fostering inner tranquility. Known for stressing reason and virtue, the Stoics promoted a peaceful existence free from needless disturbances. Leading Stoic philosopher Seneca wrote a great deal about the need of avoiding gossip and negativity, which he saw as disruptive factors that distort our judgment and divert us from leading moral lives. Here's how to cope with drama magnets with Stoicism. The control dichotomy in Stoicism revisited. This is where the fundamental Stoic idea of the dichotomy of control comes in. This idea serves as a reminder to make the distinction between things we can control, our own ideas, deeds, and responses, and those we cannot control, the outside environment and the behavior of others. Although drama magnets frequently thrive on outside commotion, you are free to choose not to get involved. Conserving your mental energy. Drama that never ends is emotionally taxing. Negativity can have a detrimental effect on your mental health, much as being near someone who has a contagious disease can make you unwell. The Stoics held that leading a moral life requires the protection of your mental energy. You save your energy for things that really count when you stay away from drama magnets. Compassionate boundary setting. Healthy relationships depend on boundaries. Setting limits with drama magnets could entail avoiding to become involved in their issues, avoiding to engage in gossip or limiting contact. The Stoics did, however, also stress compassion. Setting limits with empathy and kindness allows you to consider that the other person may be dealing with personal problems. Finding your inner peace. Living virtuously leads to a condition of tranquility that is ultimately the aim of inner peace cultivation. Magnets for drama can upset this inner tranquility. You give yourself room for introspection, mindfulness, and leading a life consistent with your principles when you step away from the mayhem. Never forget that you have no business solving the issues of others. You can learn how to separate from negativity, give your mental health first priority, and discover your own route to inner tranquility by adhering to Stoic ideas. As you concentrate on building your own peaceful and focused life, let the drama magnets draw their storms elsewhere. Number 8, they are envious and competitive. Healthy partnerships bring both delight and support. We celebrate each other's accomplishments and encourage one another during difficult times. However, some people are plagued by envy and competition, making partnerships a never-ending war for affirmation. If someone you know regularly criticizes or undermines your accomplishments, you may feel alone and discouraged. Stoicism provides useful ideas toward generating genuine happiness and fostering positive relationships. Epictetus, a significant character in Stoic philosophy, emphasizes that true happiness comes from inside rather than outward affirmation or comparisons to others. External elements like as income, prestige, and even other people's achievements are ultimately beyond our control. Instead, the Stoics recommend focusing on what we can control, such as our own ideas, actions, and reactions. Here's how Stoicism can assist you negotiate relationships filled with jealousy and competition. Stoicism believes that true joy is found in living virtuously and acting in accordance with one's values. This entails developing qualities such as honesty, courage, and fairness. When someone is continually trying to discredit your accomplishments, it's easy to become engrossed in their negative. However, focusing on your own virtuous activities and personal development is a more long-lasting source of happiness. Envy frequently arises from a skewed perspective. Someone who is envious may focus primarily on your success, dismissing their own accomplishments or failing to recognize your efforts. The Stoics stressed the significance of perspective. You can break free from the negativity of envy by embracing your own qualities and appreciating the path to your accomplishment. Celebrating others' victories. Stoicism opposes apathy. It's critical to genuinely applaud the accomplishments of others. Appreciating the accomplishments of individuals around you creates a sense of community and develops beneficial relationships. When you focus on praising other people's accomplishments, envy has a tougher time taking root within you. Find your cheerleaders. Surround yourself with people who truly support and applaud your accomplishments. These are the cheerleaders who urge you to improve and celebrate your victories. By creating healthy interactions, you create a supportive environment that promotes true happiness and personal development. Remember, you don't need the approval of jealous people to be satisfied with your accomplishments. Concentrate on your own development, enjoy others' triumphs, and build a community of supportive cheerleaders. Following these Stoic ideals will allow you to live a more meaningful and pleasant life. Number 9. They are negative and critical. Negativity may quickly lower your mood and sap your energy, much like a gloomy cloud. Your well-being may suffer greatly if someone in your life is unrelentingly critical, pessimistic, or depressed. Still, the Stoics provide a potent way to develop hope and fortify oneself against adversity. Roman Emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius underlined the value of developing a constructive mental outlook. He thought that even in the face of adversity, concentrating on the positive aspects of life encouraged inner fortitude and thankfulness. Here's how Stoicism can assist you in negotiating toxic relationships. The power of perspective. A skewed perception of reality is a common source of negativity. Constant critics may ignore the good things in situations in favor of concentrating only on the bad. One method that the Stoics promoted was cognitive reframing. This is facing down pessimistic ideas and seeing things from a different angle. You can protect yourself from negativity by deliberately adopting a more upbeat viewpoint. A review of the Stoic dichotomy of control. Recall the dichotomy of control, the fundamental Stoic idea of separating what you can control, your thoughts, deeds, and reactions, from what you cannot control, the outside world and the behavior of others. A pessimist would bemoan outside circumstances all the time. The Stoics advise you to concentrate on the things you can change, such your own thoughts and the way you respond to criticism. Practicing gratitude is a potent cure for negativity. The Stoics held that you should spend some time every day thinking back on your blessings, no matter how little. This exercise turns your attention from the bad things in your life to the good. Developing thankfulness helps you become more resilient emotionally and more hopeful. Positive boundaries. Protecting your personal well-being by establishing limits is acceptable. This could be avoiding negative people, gently ending too critical discussions, or emphasizing the good things that happened in your encounters. Recall that while you cannot stop other people from being negative, you can limit how much of it you let in. Recall, you have the option to be optimistic. Stoic ideas can help you to nurture a good attitude, strengthen your resistance to negativity, and lead a more meaningful life full of hope and thankfulness. Don't allow the unfavorable comments of others to make you less bright. Select hope and see how your inner light brightens. Number 10. They take but never give. Healthy partnerships are a lovely ballet of support and exchange between the parties. There is a harmony when you offer and get support, goodwill, and help. But some individuals develop a habit of taking, sapping your time, energy, and resources without ever giving anything back. This produces an unfair dynamic that could make you feel exhausted and resentful. Reciprocity is crucial in relationships, as well-known Stoic philosopher Seneca stressed. He thought that the basis of real friendship is respect and encouragement for one another. By promoting a feeling of camaraderie and mutual development, both partners support the health of the relationship. Here's how Stoicism can help you deal with one-sided partnerships. A review of the Stoic dichotomy of control. This basic idea serves as a reminder to make the distinction between what we can control, our own deeds, and what we cannot control, the behavior of others. Someone cannot be made to be more charitable, but you can choose how to react to their actions. Creating healthy boundaries. Maintaining your health depends on having boundaries. Setting limits with a taker could entail putting limits on your time or money. graciously declining irrational requests, or being very clear about what you need. Recall that setting limits is all about establishing a positive dynamic in the relationship, not about punishing someone. Recognizing unequal exchange. The Stoics held that reason should guide behavior. You can use this idea to evaluate the dynamic of your relationship impartially. Providing resources, assistance, or emotional support is something you do all the time. Exists a reciprocal feeling, or are you constantly exhausted? Making educated selections starts with identifying the imbalance. Putting money towards balanced relationships. Relationships require care, just like a garden does. Positive relationships were something the Stoics valued. Spend time and effort building relationships with giving, encouraging people who also support and advance your well-being. These are the relationships that promote development and understanding between people. Recall that you ought to be in partnerships where there is equal giving and getting. Stoic ideas can help you establish appropriate limits, identify unfair dynamics, and give caring relationships that bring happiness and support to both parties' first priority. Leave relationships that drain you and make you feel undervalued without fear. There are those out there that will appreciate having you around and will return the favor. Number 11. They make you feel bad about yourself. A healthy relationship should uplift its partner. They should be motivating reflections of our strengths and opportunities for improvement. However, there are some individuals who have a natural talent for bringing down your self-esteem, making you feel continually belittled and chastised. Such connections are extremely harmful. Discover the profound wisdom of Stoicism as it provides practical guidance for enhancing and safeguarding your self-esteem. Stoic philosopher Epictetus tells us to separate our internal judgments from our exterior conditions, which include what other people say and do. Although we may lack control over other people's actions, we do possess tremendous control over our own reactions. This is how Stoicism can assist you in dealing with relationships that lower your self-esteem. Bringing back the Stoic duality of authority. This fundamental principle serves as a reminder to prioritize our own ideas, deeds, and reactions, and to release any attachment to the behavior of others. Constantly critical people may be trying to manipulate you, but you don't have to take it personally. Our inner dialogue and its power. The Stoics held this view. Our sense of self-worth is greatly affected by the internal dialogue we have with ourselves. When someone is always bringing you down, try talking positively to yourself instead. Make a point of highlighting your positive traits, achievements, and strengths. Realizing the difference between opinion and truth. Not all criticisms are the same. Differentiating between positive, helpful criticism and negative comments masquerading as advice was a central theme for the Stoics. Have the ability to distinguish between constructive criticism and harmful personal views. To build your self-worth. Genuine self-worth does not originate from outside sources, but rather from inside. Live virtuously and do what you believe in. That was the Stoic philosophy. Do things that make you happy, work on your strengths, and concentrate on improving yourself. The strong basis for self-worth is this internal confirmation. For your own safety, establish boundaries. Boundaries are really necessary. Set limits with someone who is always finding something negative to say, whether that's through restricting contact, gently pointing out their negativity, or just getting out of there. Remind yourself that safeguarding your self-esteem is of utmost importance. Cherish yourself because you are deserving of love and respect. By adhering to Stoic ideals, one can learn to separate themselves from negativity, develop positive self-talk, and establish a solid internal foundation for self-worth. Remain untarnished by those who would try to dull your inherent brightness. Prioritize interactions that affirm and enhance your unique identity. Number 12. They are a bad influence. A person's life is greatly affected by the individuals they choose to associate with. We can't help but let them shape our routines, actions, and even thoughts. Something is seriously wrong if someone you know is always trying to convince you to do things that are bad for you or put you in danger. When you let these bad influences guide you, you risk abandoning your principles and achieving your objectives. This is where the wisdom of Stoicism may help you choose sensible friends and build a strong support system. Acquiring friends who are good is something that the great Stoic thinker Seneca stressed. Friendship, in his view, is best formed when two people treat each other with dignity and compassion and work to improve each other's quality of life. It is possible to cultivate an atmosphere that encourages virtue and personal development by surrounding oneself with good people. The following are some ways in which Stoicism can assist you deal with toxic relationships. Stoics believed in the strength of free will and the importance of personal decision-making. Your decisions are ultimately up to you, even though other people may try to influence you. If you are under the influence of someone negative, you can choose to ignore them and instead devote your energy to things that make you feel good about yourself. Reflecting on the Stoic duality of authority, this guiding concept serves as a helpful reminder to separate our influence over our own mental processes from that over the actions and emotions of other people. In spite of attempts at manipulation by those with negative influences, you have the power to resist their influence. To safeguard your health and happiness, it is crucial to set clear boundaries. Refusing to engage in harmful activities, gently expressing your own decisions, or just limiting your contact with someone who is a negative influence are all ways to set boundaries with them. The point of establishing limits is not to be judged, but to shield yourself from negativity. Motivating others. Seek out relationships with people who inspire you by sharing your goals and values. These are the people who will be there for you through thick and thin, cheering you on as you make good decisions and providing you with the inspiration you need to be virtuous. Investing in your own health and happiness involves establishing a support system of positive people. Sticking to your principles. The Stoics advocated making virtue your compass in daily life. Behaving in a rational, just, courageous, and other admirable manner is what this signifies. Always check if your decisions are in line with your ideals before acting. Signs that a friend isn't a good influence include when they try to get you to do something against your values. No matter what, you should only be in partnerships that make you feel good about yourself. If you want to live a life of virtue and fulfillment, following Stoic principles will teach you to identify negative influences, establish healthy boundaries, and surround yourself with positive people. Your inner circle determines your journey, so pick them carefully. Number 13. Your gut feeling tells you to. Sometimes negotiating a relationship involves more than just spotting one obvious red flag. It's a more complex sensation, one of ongoing discomfort, imbalance, or a persistent hunch that something is wrong. Many times written off as intuition, these gut instincts are quite important. Though without discussing intuition directly, the Stoics valued self-awareness highly. You may choose the individuals you choose to surround yourself with, knowing that you are honoring this inner truth. Here's how Stoic ideas might help you interpret your intuition and negotiate difficult relationships. The power of self-awareness. The Stoics promoted developing a profound awareness of oneself. Acknowledging your wants, values, and emotions is part of this. When something about a relationship makes you uncomfortable, step aside and do some introspection. You are feeling what emotions? Exist any compromises to your values? Knowing your internal signals can help you to get important information about the cause of your discomfort. Thinking and feeling. Collaborative. While Stoicism stresses the value of reason, intuition is not totally discounted. Think of your gut feeling as a subconscious nudge, maybe catching up on minute clues you might not have seen. Analyze the situation using reason, but don't discount your gut. They can collaborate to help direct your choices. The value of self-preservation. Fundamentally, Stoicism stresses leading a moral life and acting in line with your beliefs. You may be in a relationship that isn't serving your best interests if it makes you feel uncomfortable, anxious, or violated. The Stoics held that one should preserve oneself and that one should prioritize their mental and emotional well-being. Making aligned decisions. A more satisfying existence can result from decisions you make that are in line with your values and that you have made by following your intuition and internal compass. Never write off a gut sense as just paranoia. Be sure it's attempting to point you in the direction of good relationships. Seeking clarity by reflection. Your gut feelings might occasionally be clarified by a peaceful period of reflection. Think about if the relationship fits with the life you want to live. Journal about your experiences and concentrate on the feelings it arouses. Spending some time in reflection can help you to get insightful information and make decisions that are informed by both reason and intuition. Recall that you are the life's expert on yourself. Invest on your intuition. You can learn to interpret your inner wisdom and steer toward relationships that support your well-being and add to a life of virtue and fulfillment by adhering to the Stoic values of self-awareness, introspection, and self-preservation. It can be a challenging choice to cut off contact with someone, particularly when it involves someone who is close to you. Keeping the relationship is a source of emotional strain. Thus, it is essential to assess the prospective rewards against the emotional strain. Some further pointers are as follows. It is important to take into consideration the many options available for acquiring the services of a professional. In the course of your journey through this difficult decision, a therapist can offer you support and assistance to help you navigate the process. This will allow you to overcome the challenges that you are facing. Construct a network of help that comprises the following components. Over the course of this challenging period, it is of the utmost importance to surround oneself with people who are optimistic and supportive throughout the process. By doing this, you will be able to make it through the challenging period. You should always keep in mind that your mental and emotional well-being are the most essential components of your life, and you should make it a top priority to nurture yourself for the sake of your own mental and emotional health. In the event that you are under the impression that you are compelled to continue your relationship with someone who is causing you damage, you should not, in fact, continue to do so. You will be able to acquire the fortitude and clarity that you require in order to manage toxic relationships and establish a life that is not only more positive, but also more satisfying if you consistently adhere to these principles and make use of Stoic knowledge.